Harper Via and Harper Audio present The Riveter, a novel by Jack Wang, performed by Fyodor Chin. The Riveter, a novel by Jack Wang. For Angelina and the Zeds. Prologue. For their final meal, the men had feasted on mutton and pork, and now they were sorry. All that food sat roiling inside them as their transport plane, an Albemarle, pitched and rolled in the dark. A night of buffeting winds, plus the wash of other Albemarles flying in formation. Every so often the plane would drop and their stomachs would lurch. During field exercises, the same man had always been first to retch. But in an unusual show of restraint, he had traded his dinner for cigarettes. Now they all waited to see who would do the honors instead. The men had to squat on the floor of the cabin, under the weight of all their gear. The parachutes and the leg kit bags, every conceivable pocket crammed full of ammunition. With every dip and roll, they fought to stay upright. The whole plane roared with the gargling drone of the engines and stank of oil and gas and human tinctures, body odor, bad breath, and effluvium from all that mutton and pork, not to mention a miasma of cigarette smoke. Soon, it would smell even worse. Josiah Chang had an iron stomach, but even he had to close his eyes to settle the waves of nausea. In that more complete darkness, he pictured her face, or tried to. A face he knew so well, yet somehow seemed to be forgetting. She had thin brows and heavy lids and dimples like wounds. Yet each time he tried to train his mind's eye, her features eluded him, darting away like minnows. He wasn't here for king and country, but for her. The plane continued to buck and bounce, a tin can batted around by a bear. The men felt green, swirled like flasks. It was only a matter of time before someone lost it. And sure enough, someone did, though it wasn't clear who. And the spatter and the taint and the endless motion proved too much for the man beside him, and the one after that. And so came the chain reaction, men falling like dominoes, until the whole cabin was filled with a violent gastric stench. Only a few managed to find their air sickness bags in time. As the plane staggered, runnels of vomit slid across the floor. When the gruel lapped his boots, Josiah tasted bile, but managed to choke it down. The Albemarles flew in threes, arrowheads whistling through the dark. Arrow upon arrow, one after another, a magnificent storm, an armada. To avoid detection, they flew low, skimming the ocean. To achieve surprise, they had shied away from the target before wheeling around and taking an indirect approach, prolonging the flight. Men were cramping, their muscles on fire. They longed to stand, to stretch out the pain, to throw themselves out of that fuselage with all possible haste. From somewhere came the distant sound of thunder. The floor door opened, letting in a bracing rush of air, the cleansing breath of God himself, which meant they were nearing the coast of France, Normandy. The plane began to shed altitude. Every man was alone now, in the silent vault of his skull, indulging whatever gave him succor, memory, prayer, incantation. Josiah thought of her, wanted desperately to see her again. But even if he made it through this, would she still be his? Outside, kettle drums sounded, a menacing overture, and the windows began to flash white. The fighter escort had engaged. The whining dive of engines, the prattle of machine gun fire, and all the while those drums. Boom, boom, boom. The red light came on, casting its oddly sensual glow. The jumpmaster ordered the men to hook up, and they clipped their static lines to the cable that ran the length of the cabin. Josiah was at the back of the plane, 10 out of 10 in the stick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?